Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. An emergency petition is asking the Texas Supreme Court to block Galveston County's newest precinct map ahead of November's election. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn has the latest.
Galveston County officials redrew precinct boundaries back in June after the March primary had already taken place. The plaintiffs argue this change isn't fair to voters or potential candidates. Sarah Chin is an attorney at the Texas Civil Rights Project.
It creates so much confusion and chaos. The people that we've talked to in Galveston are extremely confused as to how this can possibly be allowed.
Attorneys for Galveston County did not immediately return a request for comment. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
President Trump could be coming to Houston for a Republican fundraiser next week. News 88.7's Michael Akison reports.
An invitation for a Republican National Committee fundraiser says Trump will be in town on August 27th. The invitation, which was first shared by a New York Times reporter, does not say where or what time the fundraiser will take place. Prices for entrance, photo opportunities, and more range from $10,000 to $443,000 per couple, according to the invite. It's not clear whether the president will also campaign with Texas Republicans while in Texas. The RNC, county, and state Republican parties did not immediately return a request for comment. I'm Michael Adkison, News 88.7.
The longtime drummer for ZZ Top has died. The band says Frank Beard died at his home in Richmond, where he was in hospice care. Beard was 77. ZZ Top continues to tour, and the band says it's canceling a couple of upcoming performances, but is going ahead with a weekend show in Austin. The Astros play the Los Angeles Angels at Daikin Park tonight. First pitch is just after 7. Partly cloudy skies this evening, low near 81 degrees. We're expecting a high tomorrow, close to 90.